When we speak, we use different voice strategies, specifically different melodies, different ways to highlight words or expressions, passes, and a varied speech rate. These are prosody strategies composed of intonation, accent, and rhythm. In this study, we show that the way in which someone speaks using these strategies is a key factor in the transmission of information. We apply this study to radio news because it's a medium based on only voice and where consequently this strategy seems to be very important. The aim of this research, therefore, is to determine the degrees of perception and recognition of information on radio when the prosody features are modified. We had previously noticed that journalists on radio and television often use the so-called sing-song intonation. They regularly repeat the same pattern of intonation and the same rhythm, meaning that they always speak with the same speech rate with not too many pauses. This strain is independent of the content of the message.
There's a serious health scare for children in at least 11 states.
So we wanted to know if this repetitive pattern was positively perceived and stimulate the recognition of information. We compared this characteristic pattern with a more natural intonation.
There's a serious health scare for children in at least 11 states.
To do this study, we selected radio news bulletins. Both male and female voiceover artists recorded the bulletins producing the sing-song model, mostly used on radio and television, and the contrast model, which was the natural one. Both models were taped in two different speech rates, 175 and 210 words per minute. Then 160 participants divided in different groups listened to these different bulletins. We asked them about the sensation, competence, comprehension, and recognition of information. The main conclusion of this study is that there is indeed a relationship between the prosody combination and the way in which this information is perceived and recognized. The best results were obtained by the news bulletins with neutral models versus the sing-song pattern, the most used on radio and television. The explanation for these findings is easy to understand. When intonation is correct, according to the content of the message, and combined with stress on the significant words, participants receive a more positive perception and more details are remembered. First, this prosody combination favors more positive listener perception because it sounds more natural. In fact, naturalness is precisely one of the most salient factors in this study. Secondly, as it's linguistically correct, it conveys a greater sense of credibility. Lastly, this combination is more comprehensible because it's linked to the information content, accents only significant words, and favors the differentiation between relevant and accessory information. This is why participants were evaluated as being especially intelligible. These bulletins facilitate listeners' recognition of information. Therefore, we can conclude that this model observes the principle of distinctive and contrastive coherence of prosody. Distinctive because this correct model of prosody distinguishes between the important and the accessory information. This is important for listeners' comprehension. Contrastive because this model, not repeating patterns, provokes melody variations, and this is important for listeners' attention. In contrast, the prosody combination used in sing-song bulletins proved to be the worst perceived and recognized. This is also logical since it employs repetitive intonation with emphatic stress occurring independently of the message content. These features, therefore, eliminate the distinctive and contrastive functions. Participants' evaluation in terms of perception wasn't positive because acoustically this combination produced the familiar newsreading pitch, a kind of chant whose effect is heightened by its continued emphatic stress. This leads participants to perceive it as superficial because it's unnatural and its recurrent emphatic focus makes it unpleasant to the ear. Lastly, this combination is not comprehensible to participants because it doesn't differentiate between basic and secondary data. For this reason, it's rated as unclear, but also as less intelligible. As a result, the degree of recognition and the ability to understand was affected. So, observing the result of this study, the recommendation for people talking in a public situation or media is to avoid this repetitive model.